This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the Rolling Stones with Start Me Up, and that's what we're trying to do, start you up for the day. Joyce Goh, Tan Chung Han, and myself, Sharad Kutin. Time to look at toxic work culture. Now, not the probably the most pleasant thing to talk about in the morning, especially if you're driving to work or getting ready for the workday, because some of you might be encountering that at the office. Now, tell us what you think that's happening with your organization. If you feel that you're working in a toxic environment, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
Yeah, but make sure you don't name your bosses or the place that you're working at right now, just to keep it, you know, professional somewhat. So anyways, we're talking about this because we've got comments from the Health Minister, Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad, who was on The Breakfast Grill just recently. And you can always find the podcast on the BFM app via the Google Play or the Apple App Store. Now, he talks about, you know, looking into ways to reduce the workload of its staff, especially for junior doctors, and essentially trying to rid the healthcare system here in Malaysia of a toxic work culture.
Yeah, so what is a toxic work culture? It depends on the individual, I guess, and the office or the work environment that you're working in. Do you guys out there, you could share with us what is that example of a toxic work culture for you? I guess in our profession, in the news, for me personally, I would describe a toxic work culture as in the industry as the nonstop working hours, because we have to be on the ball, on the news, nonstop, and how that I mean, sometimes that could kind of flow into your personal time most of the time, because we have to just be on the ball and keep track of what's happening on the ground.
I wouldn't define. See, for me, that wouldn't come under toxic work culture. When I think of toxic work culture, I think mostly about relationships between people. And so, for instance, in one example that kind of bleeds into what you're talking about is, say, if bosses don't respect that you're off work, right? And if they constantly make demands 24/7, that could be, and you're no way of, there's no redress for you in the organization if you're being exploited or work beyond what is reasonable. That could be toxic, I think. But yeah, generally, the having to work hard all the time,
okay. But for me, I mean, what I'm saying is not because the boss is asking us to do. It's just the industry that we're in. Sometimes it just bleeds onto your time, and it's not. It could be it's a choice. I mean,
In fact, Japan has that, right, where people work themselves literally to death. Mm-hmm. Now, that I would agree with you.
That would be
count
toxic
as toxic. That's in fact, so not so toxic. It's beyond
fatal.
Toxic. Fatal.
Yeah, fatal work culture. You know, I guess another example would be, say, you know, if politics is rampant in that particular team or that particular company where, you know, you've got factions within the company and you can't really work together. I mean, we hear this cliche all the time. That politics is everywhere. I mean, myself, you know, I'm struggling to think of a workplace that I've had, you know, not just here in Malaysia, but also in Sydney, in the States, right, where there wasn't some level of politicking going on.
Yeah, this is, you know, an example actually given by the minister. He talks about a roughing up of a houseman by a doctor. So he's looking at bullying, and and there is perhaps a tradition of ragging or bullying that happens in context. That are very hierarchical, in which case, and also one where the subordinates are expected to accept ragging as part of the course and sort of accept it as normal.
Right. Another thing also, nightmare bosses, that's also another example of potential toxic work environment that could be a factor to that, where you get, a lot of times it's not so much of the company, it's also the manager. I know a number of friends who have left jobs because of the direct bosses rather than the culture of the company or the job. Mm. So you work for the boss rather than, you know, the job in a way.
Right. You know, okay, I can draw upon my experiences, you know, working on TV shows in the States, right? So I worked for Warner Brothers, HBO, and the culture over there was that there was a very, very clear hierarchy. But it does accept it to be the norm, and you know, you kind of move one up. So for example, when I first started off during my 12, 16-hour shifts, we as the junior production assistants, we were not allowed to sit down at all, right? We could only sit down during lunchtime, but we always had to be on our toes. Why? Because we were the hands and feet of the studio. We had to make sure everything runs on time, everybody does their thing, everybody's where they're supposed to be, right? But then you've got instances whereby people would just like fight, like, you know, almost come to blows, but at the end of the day you just have a drink and just, you know, shrug it all off, you know. Is that toxic work culture?
Yeah, well, you know, I see you as the big toe. The big toe. Use your hands and feet. I could see you as the big toe. The big toe,
not a small pinky, right?
No, tell us what you think. Tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us 08-789-8899. Taking us to the first bulletin of the morning is Aretha Franklin with Good Times. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.